Well, this morning it's going to be more of a testimony of how God's working in me. Have you ever been given a task that you felt you were too good for? We all giggle and laugh because we've all been there. I went through that this week. I'm like, why am I having to do this? Why? I have more experience than anybody in this room, but why am I left to do this? And I felt sorry for myself. I really did. And then about the second day that I went through this, it took a couple days, and the Holy Spirit said, hey, what did Jesus do? In the first verse, the first section I thought about was Philippians 2. He said he humbled himself and became a servant. And so first thing was, I needed to humble myself. And the next was, I need to be ready to serve. No matter what it is. Who it is. No matter how much experience I've had doing things. I'm ready to serve. And the next one, it was in Matthew 20:28. It says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. And so for me this week it was, Todd, you need to serve because your master served. And we all know the story of him washing his disciples' feet. One of the humblest tasks during that day and time. And he took it upon himself to do it. And so I was reminded this week that I need to humble myself. That I need to have the attitude, the mindset that Christ had to be a servant. And I pray that today, as you go through your life, that you learn to serve God and to serve others, because He did pay that ransom for us. Let's take the bread. Now the cup. Father, I am so grateful for the reminders of who we are to be and who we are to follow. It's so easy to get caught up in our own lives and our own thoughts and emotions, but I just pray that as we continue to live our lives, that the Holy Spirit will continue to remind us who our Master is and the example that He set for us. And we're so grateful that You did leave Your throne above and become that servant and ransom each and every one of us. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen.